trees can't speak, but John Eisenhower speaks their language. Talking Trees with Rosie on the House.
Stewart's supposed to come by.
We're a live broadcast. Chauncey Meyer of Chauncey Meyer Architects. Out walking Lucky on the...
Lucky.
Beautiful. Is that a golden lap? This morning on the U of A lawn. You say it's a pretty good book festival.
Amazing.
If you are trying to encourage somebody in your home to read, this is the place to start. There isn't a book you can't. I bet you they have books here on architecture, Chauncey. And you know what, John? I bet they've got books here on trees.
Oh, they do.
In fact, we're right behind the botanical gardens. Right behind us.
Yeah. And the campus botanical gardens.
Well, we have callers on the line, so let's get to them as we're talking trees here, and then in the next segment we'll go into our mulching tip of the month for tree care. But we have Mark starting off with a pine question at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you, and we'll put him in touch with Mr. John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. I have it's about a 40-year-old ponderosa pine, and it sits in an area that is kind of desert landscaping around it. And I'm starting to get, I probably got maybe 5%, 5 to 10%, let's say, of the pine needles are dying. I'm trying to figure out what I need to do to save that tree. I notice there's others in the neighborhood that are actually some around, you know, within a few miles of me that are actually dying. The complete tree is gone.
What part of Arizona do you live in?
Moon Valley area.
Yeah, chances are you're describing an Aleppo pine.
Oh, it may be an Aleppo, yeah.
Yes. And the Aleppo pines have been really hit hard by some sort of a pathogen that is affecting trees from Las Vegas to Tucson and Phoenix, and Southwest has been hit really hard. There's a lot of research going on right now, a lot of universities and other agencies, state agencies, land departments are really scrambling to try to find out what's going on. We just this past week had some testing done, lab testing that came back positive for a fungal pathogen called Diplodia. And I have a couple of Aleppo pines, 50-year-old trees in my yard too, and they're hit pretty hard. I've lost the top of one. I'm not sure if they're going to recover or not. By the time you see the symptoms presenting, the damage in many cases has been done, and we're sort of chasing this pathogen or whatever it might be. Opinions are kind of widespread as to what may have been causing it. There are some underlying stress issues that need to be addressed, possibly environmental issues. There was some concern that even some high pollution events we had earlier this summer, plus that very, very hot June, those high temperatures in June, could be some of the contributing factors that led to the stress that these particular trees are susceptible to. Seems like it's the more mature of the Aleppos that are getting hit the hardest. So maybe they're the ones that have
they're in the immortality spiral and susceptible to it.
That's right. And their needs are greater. They're photosynthesizing more rapidly. They have a greater nutrient demand, and to in the partitioning of the resources they have toward fighting disease and also putting energy toward new growth and reproduction, their energy reserves can be simply be depleted. And when it comes to a pathogen like this, they may not have what it takes to fight it off. And we're hoping that we do have a spray treatment that we're beginning to employ with some of the trees, including our own. It requires a drench of the entire canopy of the tree. So we're needing a man lift to get high enough so our spray techs can actually spray the entire canopy of these taller trees. And we will be kind of posting the results of some of the, these treatments to see if we can arrest and keep some of these trees from failing. In the case of yours, with about 5% of the flagging out on the tips of some of those branches, you'd be a good candidate for a treatment. You might want to call an arborist in your area. You might have some tissue samples taken to see if you can get a positive ID for a specific pathogen like diplodia. And if you do, then you can move forward toward a treatment plan that might work for you. But yeah, all the best of luck. I think you speak for literally hundreds of listeners today across the Tucson, Phoenix area that have been hit pretty hard. It's a shame to see these beautiful mature trees in all of our parks and along our streets and in our homes that are declining. They're beautiful, majestic trees, and tough to see them in a tough place like this.
It is, but you know, maybe there's plenty of other ones that you can hardly find. I have tried to find an Aleppo pine to plant at our house because I love those old irrigated horse properties that you find in old neighborhoods that have a row of Aleppo pines. I wanted to make a row on a side of our property so that when development would happen, we've got a nice community. You can't find them. Everyone wants to sell the Afghan pines, which is lower water use. They don't get nearly as big or majestic, in my opinion, but that might just be for a desert pine breed might just be better for Arizona.
Yeah, maybe so.
Well, good luck with your Aleppo pine, Mark, and stay tuned here. And as we talk trees, we'll be covering that topic a lot as new developments of technology and reports come along after some of these treatments. We'll be back right after this with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.